Okay, I invited Rabbi Sternberg, Rabbi Sternberg, I've known since I got here to Israel, which hasn't been so long. He actually sent my tuba, me and my wife, they were from Tuchim, and I have definitely, I have much respect for him and the Torah that he has and he knows, so I thought it'd be a good thing to invite him to come and speak. So,
it's hard to speak to a group of talmid chachamim, to a group of people that sit and learn Torah and have appreciation for Torah and have appreciation for the Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem. There's a mikveh right next to me, in the right next door to where I live. This person that has a mikveh in his, he has a pool. He has a mikveh in the pool. And the pool is not clean, not so clean, the mikveh. And my brother found out about this mikveh. And since my brother's been going to this mikveh previous, and since I became afterwards, after my brother started knowing this, I became friendly with him. And I asked him to go to the mikveh. I went to the mikveh and it was very filthy. Not only that, the water wasn't even high, it was low. And so he told me Lel Shabbos, and he said, what koyach do you have to go into such a mikveh? I said, yes, what koyach do you have? I told him like this. I said, my grandfather, Zayn Zutman Stark, was in the U.S. Armed Forces during World War I and World War II. And during World War II, he got married during his duty, and he stayed, Baruch Hashem, it was nisim, that he stayed in the U.S. and didn't go off to D-Day. And from time to time, my grandmother, La Shalom, used to come to the mikveh, used to come to the town, sometimes she needed the mikveh. So they did all the mamatzim that they can in order that they should go to the mikveh, no matter what it was, how it looked. Not only that, because of that mitzvah, that it was hard to get to a mikveh, they did all the shalos that they could when they moved to Queens, and that there was a place in Queens that didn't have a mikveh, they said, we're building a mikveh v'kacha. Also, after my grandmother passed away in the past 10 years, my grandfather also built a mikveh in Be'er Sheva, which there also is a place, Nidach, placed out of nowhere, and the woman there basically said they had no other grave, especially on Shabbos, they need to go to a mikveh. So my grandfather was moiser nefesh for mikveh. Because of that, when I need to go to a mikveh, doesn't make difference what it looks like. It could be green, yellow, blue, or brown going into the mikveh. I said that it's not my chiddush. There's a Gemara. The Gemara asks why certain mitzvahs are makubal on greater groups of Klal Yisrael, even people that are further away, and other mitzvahs are not. So the Gemara says that the mitzvahs that were moiser nefesh for, like tefillin, the Gemara brings down a story where one of the Amoraim was in a time where the Romans did not allow tefillin. And he went on, no matter what, he's going to put on tefillin. One day, he's walking with the tefillin, and he hears footsteps behind him. He looks around, he sees it's a Roman officer. He starts running. The Roman officer, he knows how to run, he runs after him. And they're running back and forth streets. Just imagine how it looks like. Finally, the Amor understands that the guy's going to catch him. He takes off the tefillin, puts it in his hands, And he turns around. And Sir Moses says, what do you have in your hands? He said, I have the feathers of a dove. That's what I have in my hands. She said, okay, let me see. He opens it up, and it was amazed that he had a feather, that over there was the feather. And he marks in that because of his mysterious nefesh, also tell you here, because of his mysterious nefesh, because he put in that extra effort in order to get that, therefore Hashem made the mitzvah. Bris Mila and all the generations was something that Klal Yisrael had to moisten nefesh for. My other grandparents in Moscow, my grandfather was born in Moscow, my grandmother actually from Uman, was born in Uman, and Bris Mila was done in a hidden shul under the hat. My mother, when she was 6 years old, the KGB knocked on the door when only my mother came. They knew exactly who was someone who wasn't coming. And there was chumashim in the basement, there was sedurim, caught with this. Everyone to Siberia, everyone out. So my mother opened the door, and the KGB officers asked my mother, who comes over to your house? And so my mother knew how to answer. Like, oh, my cousin Regina comes over. Why does she come over? Oh, she comes over to play with me. And this uncle comes over. He comes over because he enjoys to play chess with my father. And this is how she knew how to answer the question. Either way, that wasn't enough for them. They wanted to come check the house. My mother said they walked through the house. They were looking in the direction exactly where the chumashim were, standing in front of them, and they didn't see it. The Mesir's Nefesh, when a person is Moisir Nefesh, and he does what he has to do with Mesir's Nefesh, that's what sticks. Klal Yisrael in this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu got the brachas. He got it literally with Mesir's Nefesh. Esav was a known cutthroat. He was the head of the mafia, and he even killed the biggest mafia guy. He killed Nimrod. Everyone in the world was afraid of Esav. And Yaakov was winning. Got the brachos and walked right out without blinking an eye. That was Mesir's Nefesh. Not only that, he has to then run away to where? He has to run away to Lavan and the house of Basua in order to run away from Esav. At least until he chills down, until he relaxes, until he calms down. But what does Yaakov say? It's not happening. I know that I need to run away, but I'm in the Roshen Be'iver. I gotta just sit and learn. In order to handle Lavan, I need to do the shtalus in order to do it. I don't care about anything in the world. I gotta do what's the right thing to do. What's the right thing to do? He went. And he sat in Shem Be'er, and Chazal say that since Yaakov Avinu, there wasn't a single masmid, and there never will be, someone with the same amount of hasmod as Yaakov Avinu. He went 14 years straight learning without blinking an eye, without an ounce of sleep. The first time that he slept, Vayifko Bamokun, when finally in the next parasha, Hashem made that the sun should go down early. Sun went down early, and for some reason he fell asleep. But Yaakov had a chaluk. What was this chaluk? After all, this Mesir's Nefesh and this tremendous dedication that he had to tell you, I sit there 14 years. I didn't want to deal with Bahu. And I raised my prayer. And sometimes I ask Bahu, how much learning could you handle? I say, Rabbi, I could handle maximum half an hour at a shot. An hour at a shot. 3 hours at a shot. I rarely get the 6 hours at a shot. 14 years at a shot. 14 years are you sitting and learning? You don't fall asleep. What happened in the dream? There's a ladder all the way, Mutzav Arza, but Rishon Agiya Shabbat. What is this coming to teach us? That it's Rishon Agiya Shabbat, the head is reaching towards the heavens. Don't say Bashamah, Shemayim, towards the heavens. And the Sulam is Mutzav Arza, and the ladder is standing on the ground. So I heard from Shmuel Orbach, he explains this like this, that what is the darga of the Ovis? Even more than that, what's the difference between Shem Ve'iver and Avi Mitzvah Yaakov? Everyone ever think of that? What's the difference between Shem Ve'iver and Avi Mitzvah Yaakov? Shem Ve'iver had a Beis Medrash. Had a Beis Medrash, they were saying in their Beis Medrash. Aaron and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they weren't separate from the world. You see the way that Yaakov speaks to these shepherds? Seems like he knows how to walk the walk and talk the talk. What are you guys doing here? Get back to work. Was tutzich. And how he deals with love and with all the Ramois that he does. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do business also. Alright, so you messed me up the first time. So next, now let's go one more time. He's Mutzav Arza. He's here in this world. Living in this world. But nevertheless, every single action that he did, every single thought, every single action, every single peeps that came out of his mouth, everything was Rishon Magiyah Hashemayim. With the Te'emes Shel Rotzen Hashem, that everything was connected to the Shechina. It says that the Shechina never left Yaakov Avinu. By Avram and Yitzchak, it was different times. But by Yaakov Avinu's Bechir Ovois, it never left him. The darga of the Ovis was that they were able to be here in this world. Avram Avinu was Machus Eirich. Amud HaChesed. Everything by him was Chesed LaAvram. The Chesed was Kulei Kedusha. Everything was also Mutzav Arza V'Rishon Magiyah Hashamayim. But it was Amud HaChesed all the way to the right side. Yitzchak, on the other hand, it's Kulei Din. All he wanted was Yeshua Sadin. What did Akash Baruch want in this world? What did Baruch want from him? The empty Greek. Akash Baruch wants that I should be Shechted, and that's his Rotsi. That's what I'm going to do. There are the problems. He says that the same way that Avram went, with the same Cheshek that Avram went, to go up the mountain, Yitzchak went up the mountain. Yitzchak was begging to be in Eilat Tmima to the extent that because of that Rotzen HaTov, they want to be Eilat Tmima, where he's considered in Eilat Tmima. And that's why we're always remembering the afal, the dust of the Akedah Yitzchak. That Akedah Yitzchak, where a person is mevatel himself in God's and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total bitul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yitzchak also was Mutzav Arza. He's digging wells. farming the land, he got Meir Shorim. Maybe that's what Meir Shorim is din. But he was related to Meir Shorim. The Chazal said that he planted what should come out one product, came out 100 products. That's Meir Shorim. 100 times what should have come out. Yaakov Kol Shekein, his mamish, is over the Machloi. He was living past the Melech Teicha Alamayim Bursur Tishte, that all he wanted was Pashas, to live in Pashas. He was there to see the Nebuah of the Sula, that every one of us is Mutzavart, every one of us has our ground of where we are, but our Rishu Magiyah Shemayim, we have to look, what are our Sheifas? Who are we looking to in every single action, every single thought, in all that we say? What can we do that's Hashem Shemayim? The mission says, that all your might is in Hashem Shemayim. There's also things that aren't might, what about Machshav, what about Dibur? So Machshav and Dibur is easy, yachasit. Rather speaking, a person could think that everything I'm doing is a shame, yuchu, kutsu, brichu. You could say that once in the morning, that everything I'm going to do is a shame, yuchu, is a shame, akarish, boruchu. Speech, person. Had a seder in Yusei Chofetz Chaim, he could speak whatever he needs to speak. He could be soft spoken, he cannot speak. But action. When it comes to action, Olam HaAsiyah, Olam HaMaisa, it's very hard to do an action that every single part of that action is cool with Hashem Shemayim. The person has the Ani. I am doing it. I'm doing the action. I learned the Tosfos. Whatever the action is. I did chesed. I helped my wife. I helped my friend. I did it. For myself, it's very hard to do it with Hashem Shemayim. To feel total victory that I'm doing the physical act. But at the end of the day, when I'm doing the physical act, it's really not me. It's really like Hashem Baruch Hu is giving me the hands to do whatever I need to do. Even in the Eitzes, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a person the Eitzes of what to do. What to do, how to do it, at every single moment. So how do we get to this dialogue of Kol Ma'asecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim? Sometimes, when it comes to a Mokum Nisayon, a person has a Nisayon, the Nisayon is Dafka, the Mokum Nisayon is Dafka at a time where it's easy to do it, Hashem Shemayim. Because the book was testing me, it's so clear that it's a Nisayon. So I just gotta do it, Hashem. But when it's just everyday life, I did this already, I did this yesterday. I'm continuing what I've been doing already for a month, a year, a few years. How can we get that to be the Hashem Shemayim? That's already part of my teva. So in the Svar Machdeish, it brings down that everything in the world is either in the form of a circle, that everything is like repetitive, or a line. A line has a start and an end. The avoida, says in the Svar Machdeish, the ikra avoida is to be within the line. Is to create and be put in the line, because the circle is already there. The life circle, friendship circle, that's the teva, that's the teva that's inside of us. history repeats itself. It's also part of the Exodus circle. That there's a repetitiveness. There's repetitiveness in every single week. You have 7 days of the week. You have Shabbos. So I have Shabbos 7 days ago. Why don't we Shabbos right now? What do I need it? I davened yesterday 3 good tefillos. Why didn't I daven another 3 good tefillos? I did it already. That's the circle. The Iker Avoido is in the Yosha, in the Yashas. Sefer Bereshis says that Ramban is Sefer Yishorim. It's a Sefer of teaching us how to get out of the circle and be straight. That Yashas is to take a starting point, take a goal. What is my goal? How am I going to get there? I'm starting off at the Oretz. Starting off at the Oretz, but I need to get to Shemayim. How am I going to get there? The only way to get there, Barosu Yetzahara, Barosu Toyot Achim. Because both created Yetzahara. Yetzahara is a koyach that wants to keep us in the circle. That's the first part of Nesil Sishor. That the biggest Nisoyon is Mitzvahs Anoshim Lumoda. That people just do what they did yesterday. Whatever I did yesterday, I'm going to do it again today. That's the biggest Yetzahara. That it should be the same thing that I did yesterday. That's the Yetzirah, Kuli Yetzirah. It's the biggest Yetzirah. The starting point is Yisoy Rachasim Dis V'Shoy Yerusha Avoyda Atimim Uchis Borav Is Ames Eitzel Odom Machol Yvot V'Bor Lomoy. What is my tachlis? What is my purpose? The starting point, the Yisoy V'Shoy Yerusha Avoyda Atimim is I need to know what's my Yvot V'Bor Lomoy. And what are the means that are going to get me to that? And the person has to make the goals. He's in the Torah. It's a Torah Tavu. What's a Torah Tavu? A person has a challenge. If you have a challenge with just beans and barley and potatoes and meat, and we'll throw in kishka and the egg for the spider and the chickpeas. Whatever you want in the chalm. But there's no salt, there's no pepper, there's no paprika, there's no tablet. So we're back to the circle. What do we do? The tablet, that's what makes the chalm. We have all the kalim there. Hashem gave each and every one of us the kalim to do what we need to do. But we need to just get that tablet. And when Sidus Hashem is Megali, that since the Gemara says that the Torah is Tavlin, that means that only the Torah is Tavlin, that only through the Torah, that's the only real spice. And to the extent they get the Moshe. So imagine a person has a heart failure. Heart is falling, it feels heavy all day. It's already 65. And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, I'll give you a pill that's going to thin out your blood. And another pill that will open up your arteries. And another pill that will help your metabolism, therefore you'll lose weight. You take these 3 pills, you'll feel better within a week. He goes to the pharmacist, and he's Israeli. He's in Israel, he goes to the pharmacist, and he tells the pharmacist, I know that the doctor gave me this, but could you give me something else? He says, what do you want? I don't want to have thin blood, I want to have thick blood. And I don't want to have a fast metabolism, I want to have a slow metabolism, I want to enjoy my food. And to be too open, to be Israeli and be open, no mistake here. I want to be have the closed arteries. So give me 3 pills. The guy's going to die in a week. Instead of feel better in a week. The doctor knows exactly what's good for him. The guy has his own svaras. Boy svaras, as they call it. And that's how he wants. Because Baruch Hu created man. He knows his whole framework, his whole existence. He knows everything about every single person, and he's consistently creating it. And Machayev Betul B'Cholim Tov and Masi Gracious, he's consistently recreating. Sorry about that, I shut this off. He's consistently recreating the whole world. They happen to be the doctor. He comes in between the doctor. He comes in between. He has two shifts. He comes in between the shifts, and he's learning right now. Smicha Bosa Becholach. He comes in twice a week to learn. The nice fact is, Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, creates, understands man, understands the framework, is consistently recreating. And he says, I know what is good to connect with your Yitzhar. I created your Yitzhar. Rossi Yitzhar. Rossi to your time. Maybe the two that's the spice of it. Therefore, the only means to be able to combat the Yitzhar properly, the only and only means, is when a person makes choyvosoy, makes goals, makes Sheifas, where he wants to reach within the Torah, within the mitzvahs. Each person can see where he is. Hashem created each person with their own identity, with their own name, their own Hebrew name. Shlomi ben Yankov, Shmuel ben Yisrael. Every person has the way that they think, the way that they work. Their own framework, their own olam, their own life, their surroundings. And each person has a tachlis. Because if a person did not have a tachlis, then Kosh Baruch wouldn't have created it. That means each person is part of the framework of the kulius of the world. And it's not shy if that person doesn't have a tachlis. Because if it doesn't have a tachlis, Kosh Baruch culture wouldn't have created it. Kosh Baruch doesn't do something for naught. Only does everything with a purpose. Maybe a person has to find where his own yesodis are, where he needs to be strive to, what he needs to work on, make a game plan. A 1 week plan, 2 week plan, month plan. I'm going to work on this meter, I'm going to work on this goal of learning. I'm going to have this shiifa and davening in Avos Hashem, Yesh Hashem. Every person can feel where they're holding, where they are, and then try to take steps on the ladder. When a person goes up a ladder, sometimes climbing, sometimes you gotta go down a rung in order to understand that how you can get up to the next rung. Just to catch balance. And that's part of the Sulamis of Arts and Roshan Gashamayim. That you're going up the ladder, you gotta know how to go up the ladder. Sometimes you gotta go a little down, a little up, a little more up, one rung at a time. To the extent that Chazal also say that this ladder is a ladder from time of start of existence, or at least the existence of the others, all the way until the Zman of Moshiach. It says that the ladder after the Hu saw four Malachim, that they went up. Three of them, he saw them go up and come down. The fourth one, he saw go up, but he didn't see him come down. It says, connected the four mountains, Horas, Mudai, Yovam, and Edoin. Edoin, which is the last boss, that he didn't see where the kids is. But wasn't the gallet in his ladder where the kids is. He knew the kids. How do we know they knew the kids? Vikesh Yaakov. Yaakov wanted, Echi Yaakov. That Yaakov wanted and Megala the kids to his kids. But Akash Boku didn't allow him to. So he knew the kids. But in the Sulam, in this ladder, our goal is not to get to the kids. Our goal is just the Sheifa. Agiyah Yahashalaimu. Get towards heavens. I'm not going to a specific heaven. I'm going towards heaven. Because Baruch Hu isn't the God of every person. This is exactly what you got to do. The person has to figure out from inside, from his pneumius, from his neshama, which every person has contact with. Every honest person has contact with his neshama. They can tap into his neshama and see in his neshama, where am I, what am I holding, and what do I need to do? And that's the sulam that we're trying to achieve. And once a person gets to the top of one ladder, then you have another ladder to go up. In a daima, a building, this is a chashivas, if one floor has 10 floors, and 10 floors has 30 floors, 30 floors has 100 floors. No one wants to be a state of mediocrity. You ask anyone in the business world, for sure not. You ask them, do you want to be a mediocre businessman or a wealthy businessman? Why don't you just be a poshitan? So you actually have met quite a few yidin, Hilig yidin, that taka have the mind within the yashas, not within the circle. And they the eves are interested only in the pashas. But in the Welt, usually one writes in the sign. He has 100, he always wants 200. And that 200, once he gets to 200, Yishlom Masayim will say, Abamos. Yes, 200 wants 400. So if that's the way, and Gashmi is, Kol Shekain and Ruchni is, that's the way it should be. Person got to one Darga of Ruchni, Kol Shekain, you should want to be mediocre, money. Chas v'shal. First, you make your goal, what is realistic for you at this point, and then you reassess. You go over it again and again. It's you do that to Chofetz Chaim, that's all. He had a room which he did a lot of his boy to sit. He would sit in that room, and then he would just sit there and cry. He would just sit there and just push it, tears flowing from his eyes. I don't know what he did in this room. He had a grandson that wanted to know. He peeked into the room. And then he asked his grandfather, why are you crying so much? Why are you crying so much? He said, over the last year, I had 2 minutes of Sikha Batela. 2 minutes. He had exact judgment of seconds. 2 minutes of where he talked where it wasn't necessary, and then that he was crying.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
It's the Chofetz Chaim. It's tremendous, but that's the Chofetz Chaim. The goal is not ma chuyvas in the washroom is this a shorn. So you have to see the church I will at home. When he's born with Simon, what is his own personal obligation, goals, what's his own world? It's in his own world. Every person has their own world. The person says, oh, I want to be the next Rabbi Yoshi. So he asks him, do you have the cable to be a Rabbi Yoshi? Do you have a grandfather like Shlomo Rosh, the Leshev, Shlomo Achlomo, that's sitting with you and learning with you 16 hours a day? Do you yourself want to learn it 16 to 18 hours a day straight? No, Rabbi, that's too much. So what do you mean? It means that you're saying that you want to get to the godless Rabbi Yoshe without doing the Shabbos. You want to have the greatness of Rabbi Yoshe without doing any effort. Sounds like American society. Doctor, just give me a pill. You want a pill for this, a pill for that. There's a story of a doctor that in America, they just moved on to a certain block, wealthy block. in the five towns. And one night he hears the sirens go off. Sounds like an ambulance, fire trucks. He walks out and he sees that one of the neighbor's houses are on fire. He walks, comes, tries to see medics, he wants to come and help, etc. And he looks around and he sees that no one else in the block came out. This was at 12 o'clock at night. And then he starts making a favor. He's a doctor. The doctor of the town. This one's on Prozac. This one's on this one's on this. Everyone is on a different pill on the block. Because everyone's a different pill. Everyone is on, this one's on a sleeping pill. This one's on antidepressants. Everyone's on a different pill. But Mela, no one else was able to get, put themselves together and get up and get out of their house to help out this guy. It's the society is just get, I'm not willing to work. I'm not willing to do anything. Just give me a pill. But then when I do do something, I get all the credit. When a person, this person that is taking these pills, when he learns for 5 minutes, it's like, you gotta pat me on the back. I learned for 5 minutes. I did a chesed. You gotta put my name in the newspaper. It's the concept of the pill. But that pill is not what Chazal said. Barosu, it's a word, Barosu, Torah Tavlumai. The pill is the Torah. The person that's dovek to the Torah and has a smug Torah and learns. And Torah is Lashon HaHirah, teaching. Teaching is connection. The way to connect to Hashem, that's the Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. It's the Torah HaKadosha, the Torah that makes us Kaddish, the Torah that elevates up us from the world, from our limitations. It's known about the Netziv. The Helga Netziv wrote Svarim, wrote Shiva. What happened? As I always said, very similar story with the Rambam Malta. The Netziv wasn't chelik, and the way it went in Europe was that a bocher that wasn't a tzliach, they would send him to an apprenticeship. The person that was sitting and learning and was successful said, we'll work it out that you should be sitting and learning. But a bocher is playing around, playing games, not being serious. At a certain age, they just send them off to an apprentice and let them learn the malacha, and it'll be a balabos, the emesu v'emuna. So the parents in the Siv had a meeting one night. Our son is pashtus, he's not performing. And the mother's crying, but what can we do with this and that? We have to send, we made a maskara, they have to send to an apprentice to learn a trade. The Netziv overheard it was up and overheard the conversation. He came out to his parents and he said, give me one last chance. I'm going to show you, I'm going to prove to you that I can do it. And it was known that the Netziv did not have an exceptional head. He had a posh at the head. And it's hard for him to learn, but he had perseverance and commitment, and he just learned and learned and learned, and chazered again and learned again, and chazered again and learned again, again, until he became the Netziv, the Yeshiva of Lodz, which is the founder of Kemal. All the yeshivas today are representative of Yeshiva of Lodz. The Lodz Yeshiva. That was the main yeshiva in Europe that everyone used as the model yeshiva. And the Netziv was a yeshiva. That's Machoy Vosibo in Ome. A person takes that opportunity. Where I am, how I am, to get to where he needs to get to in his own Avodas Hashem. And we see that in the Avos, it's Poshut. Avram had his avodah. His avodah was to do chesed. Yitzhak had his avodah. His avodah was to be kodesh, to be oyvot mimo, not to have to leave Eretz Yisrael. That was his. Yaakov's avodah was kitet emes liyakov. Each one of the shvatim had their own avodah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's 12 sha'orim in Shemayim, 12 different gates in heaven, that each shevet has their own gate where they get to, and that's why Be'etzem there's really 12 different miskoyes at tefillah. And therefore, Chofetz Chaim writes, a person, if he doesn't have to, shouldn't change his nusach at tefillah, because each person has to feed their shayish neshama that gate, that their tefillah goes straight to that gate. And then there's the 600,000 neshamas. Those 600,000 neshamas are the 600,000 oisir satira, point to a certain count. And the 600,000 oisir satira, and every person has their ois, their letter of the Torah. And that letter of the Torah represents the world that this person could create. The world that this person has, his shaykhis takosh boru, his connection. It says that when they lift up the Torah, they do hagba. A person should look for the letter that starts his name in the Kriya. Try to see that letter in the Kriya. And that's most of a special kedusha onto the person. That amidah b'nisyonos, the concept of setting goals, realistic goals for each person, where they're holding, and the mesiras nefesh, that a person, when he wants to do something, and he goes beyond the call of duty, because Baruch Hu Midah K'neged Midah, make sure that thing is going to stick by him. In Eretz Yisrael, even by the non-from, Bris Milah is, a person doesn't go without a Bris Milah. He might not have a Bar Mitzvah, but a Bris Milah, and it's known that Bris Milah in the past generations, that was something that everyone was most nervous for. That's something that everyone, they put in that extra effort for. They put in that extra oomph in order to get to that level. The mice and the chera, what I'm saying right now is everyone knows already, because it's cautious that everyone needs to make goals to get to the levels of Avodas Hashem. A person has to work within himself, not within what could my chavrusa do, or what could I do, what could my friend do. A person has to work within himself. A person works within himself. Im chochamto, chochamto loch. If you went with the chochmas haTorah, the Torah is never going to be added. This is the Zohar. It says that the Torah is never going to be, no letter is going to be added to the Torah, no matter how much you learn it. No new halacha is going to come out of the Torah, no matter how much you learn it. It's all there. Any chochmah that you have to incorporate that in any aspect of Avodas Hashem is only for yourself. You're only doing yourself a favor by taking in that kochma, by taking in what the yeshiva has to offer, what your chavrus has to offer, what the Torah has to offer, to build yourself to be an adam gadol, a great person, means a great person within yourself, of whom you could be.
Sure. Wow. Oh, yeah. Thank you.